Welcome to Day 28 of the Art of Ritual Meditation Course. Let's roll it back to the most basic practice we've done. Simply close your eyes and pay attention to the breath. Feel it wherever it's most distinct, at the nose, or the chest, or the abdomen. Pick one spot and let awareness settle there. Whatever else you notice, other sensations or sounds or thoughts, conscious attention to my voice, let all of that go. Bring your attention always back to the breath. The moment you notice your mind has been captured by a thought, look at the thought itself. Where is it? What is it? How does it have any power at all to grab hold of your attention? And what happens to that thought when you focus your attention on its existence rather than its contents? And when all of that has settled in, come back to the breath. try to hone in with your attention to make it even more precise. Don't let anything about the character of the breath escape your notice. Is there a whistle in your nose today? A hiccup in your lungs from some lingering cough or cold? Are your pants too tight? Anything. Anything about the breath is not beneath notice right now. Conceive the entirety of the experience. Now, if you find yourself subtly anticipating the breath, anxious to observe it, just drop back and receive the breath. Your job is not to be like a cat waiting for a mouse to emerge from its hole. Just be like a mirror in which everything appears effortlessly. In the final minute of the session, keep your attention on the breath, but let your mind expand to include all the sensation in your body. Just let consciousness reflect the full, changing cloud of sensation. Okay. Well, congratulations on finishing this course. Whether you're new to meditation or have been practicing for years, the purpose of the course is to give all of our students the same tools. Of course, what you choose to do now, how you integrate the practice into your life, that will determine what you ultimately get from it. As you continue down this path, remember that the goal of meditation is not to become a meditator. Good, bad, or indifferent. The goal is to recognize some fundamental truths about the nature of your mind, and to have these insights become more and more obvious as you go through life. The goal is to recognize how the mind always already is, and to experience the freedom that is inherent to that recognition. Freedom from fear and shame and envy about how your mind or the mind of others works. Freedom from self altogether. Perhaps you've tasted that some of the way, as you've gone through this course, and perhaps you haven't yet. In either case, you now have the tools you need to keep exploring. I can only encourage you to do that until there is no distinction between your practice and your daily life. You can continue learning by seeking out the innumerable guided meditations that are available online. If you decide to continue to practice in silence using the tools that you learned here, that's also fine. Neither is better or the more advanced path. What you're doing is strengthening the most important tool, the only true tool, in your magical practice, your mind. There will be increasing demands on this faculty, from visualization of space, to other members of ritual circles, to the manifestation of entities within ritual. You'll be asked to hold energy while you work magic, whether it's a spell or a rune casting or the construction of a charm. And for all of those things, the more you've done this work and strengthened this most important tool, the better off you'll be. Thank you for participating in the Art of Ritual meditation course.